In just a minute, today's exciting adventure will begin.
Oh, beat it. The Joker and the devil. Slower in the several. I'm lower in my level. Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. Slower in the several. I'm lower in my level. Beat it. Beat it.
What?
You have seen the famous ping pong ball trick.
They just disappeared. It's not even
Anyways, yes, I'm the fat bastard, Steve.
I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
The Jew bastards. Oh, sorry, they're Mexican.
I'm Mexican.
This is Ripped in Half.
Yes, it is.
Of course you knew that, because you downloaded it.
It was an accident.
It happened. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure half of them were accidents.
Yeah.
I don't know what they think it would be, but probably thought it was porn or something.
Ooh, yeah. Ripped in Half. Is that anything to do with giving childbirth or prison rape?
Prison rape?
Yeah, prison rape.
Jeremy Piven rape? We're raping Jeremy Piven?
I don't know. That's right. I don't know. That too.
I don't know how many people would actually go for that.
And that's why they downloaded the show.
Why? Because they had nothing else to do.
They want to hear Jeremy Piven get raped. Like, yeah.
Because they're drunk. This is more like a suicide show. Before you decide to kill yourself, you download Rip in Half and you listen to it.
That's one thing you should do before you die, right?
It's a little inspiration.
No, it just helps confirm that, yes, they want to off themselves. Because there's no redeeming qualities of our show.
No, not at all.
No. It's horrible.
I don't like it.
They put us on call waiting for the suicide hotline.
Yeah.
I just played this show.
We're going to start taking live calls. Just give it time.
Ripped in Half suicide hotline.
That's exactly.
How can we kill you?
We'll just give him Jason's number, though.
Yeah. Just tweet this asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, then let's go to Eric, then not me.
Then it'd be a sweet asshole.
It's an asshole that's ripped in half.
That's why I got it pierced. Got a nice pierced shut.
Got to sew it back together.
So officially, yes, welcome to Ripped in Half.
Ping pong balls fall out of it.
That's officially now.
Yeah.
This is officially the start of the show.
Yes.
Oh, it took us 2 minutes.
Yeah.
2.5 minutes.
It happens.
I thought this was like the 6th or 7th show, though. How did it officially start of the show?
The start of this episode of the show.
Oh, the starting of the episode.
This is the pre-warm-up start.
Yeah.
Opening act.
That's right.
Yeah, Jason the Jumper Jacks.
It's not doing
show.
So well.
We should start the show again.
Let's do it all over. Rewind.
Do over.
Deleted.
This one didn't count.
No.
I want to redo.
So do I. Mulligan.
Mulligan?
It's a golf term.
I meant mulligan question mark. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just well, couldn't hear it.
You repeated like you knew.
You just couldn't hear it. No. I didn't have that. Mulligan?
Mulligan?
You know, the upward inflection.
I still don't know what that is.
Mulligan, it's a golf term where instead of taking a penalty stroke, you get to redo the swing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It seems like you yell that at somebody when they try to redo the swing.
Mulligan!
Like shenanigans and shit.
Mulligan!
I don't like shenanigans. I love shenanigans.
You love shenanigans.
I like shenanies.
I like shenanny.
Shenanny. Shenanny. Poo nanny.
I like almost anything that ends with nanny. Shenanny, poo nanny, boo nanny.
The nanny?
I hate the nanny, though. Fanny? Yeah.
Manny?
Yeah.
Of course, Steve's all-time favorite is Tranny.
I didn't realize I set myself up for that. Fuck.
You didn't really think that one through, huh? I love everything with Annie.
No, I was just throwing it out there. God.
Orphan Annie.
Fuck me.
Throwing it out there and putting it in there. She threw it out there too, huh, Steve?
Yeah.
You didn't know?
That's how you learned the famous ping pong ball trick.
That's right.
And then
where do you think I learned it from?
You pop it out and she swings it with her tranny dick.
It's what we call T-ball.
T-ball. Where it lies on the top of your dick and then she swats it off with her dick. See, I would think the other ping pong trick would be more like batting cages.
No, yeah. Well, you know, it's really hard to bounce a ping pong ball on your dick.
No, really, I thought you had a flat surface on top.
No, mine's more kind of rounded.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, Steve can shoot a 65 miles per hour, though.
Damn right.
Yeah, it's more for the minor leaguers. He's not in the big league yet.
I'm not.
How'd you clock that? Is there an app for that for your phone? You just have
Yes, no. there's an app for that. No, you know those police signs that when you drive by, it tells you your speed?
Yeah.
That's what we did.
So you just went over there and jerked off.
They just took a page right. They took a page from the rookie.
Of course, I think the only reason why I was so fast is because I was doing it in the back of a speeding pickup truck.
Hmm. Sounds dangerous.
So it was more the truck, not you. Huh? You just took credit for it?
I did.
Good old truck. As long as it wasn't a Ford.
No. No, it wasn't. It was a Brat, actually. It wasn't even really a truck.
A Brat?
Yeah. So there's no hand railings, no real protection whatsoever.
So they tied in there?
Hmm? No, I... It was actually an interesting trick what I had to do. We had to take our usual tie-up rope for, you know, foreplay and everything, and then slide it around through the cab and hang out both windows, and I had to hold it like I was holding the reins of a horse. So I'm one-handed that while one-handed myself.
Yeah, Steve's foreplay rope is a winch.
With a five-rung police system.
Yeah. They called 911 one time. Broke the cable.
I know, you got Chris last night... the party yeah. Talking about a swing. He'd need like a thick chain. I'd need a fucking anchor chain there.
Yeah, shit. You gotta bolt it in the
even
the
then. Roof. Even then, that's gonna be like bolt it to a roof.
Are you okay, Steve?
I'd have to have a steel like girder and stuff.
It's not like he's hungry.
He could turn into a zombie right now.
Hulk hungry.
Brains. Hulk hungry. More like juggernaut hungry. What was that other one? That boxing guy, that big fat one.
Oh, he's talking about the Blob.
The Blob.
He's going based off again the X-Men movie.
Oh,
that I did not like how they did the Blob in Wolverine.
Who cares?
Didn't like it. It wasn't the Blob.
Then who was it?
It was a wannabe. Yeah,
it's a guy in a suit.
Guy in a fat suit.
He was Santa.
He wasn't that fat.
Yeah. No, or I called major shenanigans on that movie. That's when Wolverine, you know. Pulled out the claws and was threatening to cut him if he didn't tell him what he wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I call shenanigans on that because the Blob is completely impervious. Even Wolverine cannot cut the skin of the Blob.
He just got those things. It's not like he knows.
I know. Like he fucking
like,
read...
That's the first time you see him in a while.
That's
I got these blades. I might as well try it.
I don't think he read the Blob's Facebook.
Yeah, that's the thing. Wolverine didn't know, of course, but obviously the Blob knows. That's his mutant ability.
Yeah, but he just, first time he's seen him too, and he just now he has these fucking...
He doesn't know what the hell they're like made metal. Out of. Yeah, I'll say, if the dude can put his fist down the fucking barrel of a tank when it blows its missile and walk out fine, I don't think little razors are going to hurt him.
I think so.
Yeah, poke in the eye.
Yeah, what is it, stab him in the eye? I don't think his eyes...
I don't know. The whole thing about the Blob is that his whole outerness, whatnot, is completely impervious.
He has a soft eye.
I think he can get in the eye.
That was one thing. Speaking of eyes, I didn't like that in Superman Returns.
With Brendan. Oh, the bullet shoots him in the eye.
Yeah.
And he just got a smash.
Brendan Roth did that. Yeah.
Maybe he shot a tiny laser before he came.
Well, no. Obviously,
like, to see
he's
smashed.
The Man of Steel. Nothing can really hurt him. A bullet's not going to poke hard in his laser. Eye. But you didn't have to like emphasize that with, ooh, look at our shiny graphics and slow motion bullet and splatter.
It was done for the trailer.
It turned me on.
I didn't like it.
You get your radar gun and start jerking
off. Of course,
then
again, I didn't like the movie a whole lot. It was okay. Was not what it should have been.
I didn't like it so much because I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Not really.
How can you say you don't like it? You didn't watch it.
I'm not a big because I'm not a big Superman fan.
You know, the Superman movies would be all right if
like
they
Superman.
Went with the potential of it. They don't. Every movie you've got. Lex Luthor.
It'd be a good movie if he died.
Well, that does happen in the storyline, too.
Put him in a coffin of kryptonite at the end of the story. Bury him 6 feet under. Coffin of kryptonite.
But they made a story like that. Obviously died. No, like...
Oh, yeah.
Well, my thinking is
you
not...
You do have the... I know, there was a death and rebirth of Superman.
Yeah, I know. That's not what I meant. I meant like where like he fought Batman and he died. But I think Batman would kill him.
Batman can whoop his ass, yes. But, no, he didn't fight Batman and die.
Well, that's what I was looking
for. How do you even whip Superman's ass?
Kryptonite.
Like a man of steel. Let me go Kryptonite real quick. I'm going to be back in about the next 1,000 years.
Well, you have to consider that Batman is always prepared for everybody. Being pretty much the only superhero on the DC roster that has no actual superpowers.
How do you prepare for a guy that goes faster than a speeding bullet? How do you even catch that? You can go into fucking behind him, grab him, crush him, and that's about it.
No, because if Batman has any cause
Batman
to fight Superman...
Batman has I forgot.
Yeah. No, if he has any cause to fight Superman, Batman has a full bat suit made of kryptonite. He made a kryptonite bat armor.
How convenient.
Yeah, he's got a complete dossier
on every
Batman
fucking
superhuman.
He went to kryptonite planet.
Well, Bruce Wayne, he's rich.
He's rich.
Buy anything you want.
He hired the Russians.
He didn't go to Krypton. That place is blown up.
He hired the Russians to find the kryptonite.
Probably bought a mining company and say we're mining for coal or some shit, and it's all trying to get kryptonite.
Kryptonite suit. Well, then couldn't Superman just go far away and just fucking laser shot with his eyes?
He'll eventually figure that part out in the story.
Why not?
I don't know. They've just never done it. Anything to do with Superman and his abilities is dampened by kryptonite.
I don't get why it reflected lasers.
Because it's still part of... from Superman.
No, he isn't, but it's only when he's near and affects him.
I think he could laser him from far away.
I think
away
he lasers far away suit. Too.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
His laser comes, just kind of...
I think he throw like problem is, by the,
yeah, okay. You just realize that now you're in close proximity to a guy who has a suit of kryptonite. You don't have any powers near that, and it slowly weakens you and drains your life away. How the hell do you plan on getting far enough away to zap him with laser eyes? It's not even laser, it's heat vision.
Well, it's heat vision. There you go.
I get far away.
I know. Fly. I can fly.
Not if you're already in close proximity, because then you ain't doing dick.
Why would he be in close proximity to them if he knows he has a kryptonite armor suit?
I think you get far enough away.
Yeah.
Or, like, he really loses all his power.
You're acting like, I mean, when any time that you see Superman ever get Nick's kryptonite, he, like, starts getting on his knees and that's about it. I mean, he's acting like he can't walk up and start walking away.
No,
the suit has to be kind of heavy. I don't think Batman's going to start running after him or anything.
Yeah, he's got it. That's all I know, and that he's used it before. And Superman knows it because he's got his ass whooped before.
Let's blow up his mansion.
Superman wouldn't do that. Superman, he kills all his family.
Superman doesn't play dirty.
He should. I throw sand in his eyes. Let's kill him.
Except the Russian version.
The Russian version of Superman? Oh, yeah, the Justice Lords. Yeah, another dimension, and he lobotomized them.
Yeah,
the
Nazis.
Yeah,
Superman.
There's that. No, there is...
So Superman tried to wipe out the Jews.
Yeah. There's one of those... alternate reality ones that they came out with, where instead of landing in America, Superman crashed in
I've
Russia.
Heard of that one.
And grew up with those ideals.
Wasn't it back in World War
during the Cold War and all that.
Yeah, and then someone went back in time and sold them advanced weapons and whatnot.
Well, no, what happened is,
but it was just not. It was only Superman. It was like other heroes.
Yeah, there
too.
Are other people there. There,
yeah,
was,
I've seen that.
Yeah,
it wasn't the Russian Superman.
And then there was he built this big old machine with one wheel and it rolls by and has guns everywhere. And
I don't remember that. All I know is Superman is he's the complete overlord of the USSR, ultimate bad guy. Stalin ain't got shit on him. He wears a gray outfit instead of blue, and the S symbol is it's the hammer and scythe.
That'd be
or
a
hammer
Nazi sign.
No, it's the hammer and sickle. however, the Russian version of Batman's still good. He's one of the leaders of the freedom fighters against the evil Superman.
Yeah, they just don't look in the attic. Oh man, that's funny. Why is no one talking?
I don't know.
Can I get your tongue?
Yeah, I'm all out of Superman stuff.
I know. I don't. Superman.
It didn't last long.
Really? Yeah.
Why? Who Superman?
Yeah.
Who is Superman anyways? Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Kal-El from the planet Krypton.
Krypton.
I am looking forward to the new Batman movie, though.
Have they done teasers yet?
Not yet. Last I heard, though, it's supposed to be called The Dark Knight Returns.
Where'd he go?
No. It's The Dark Knight. Oh, I told you what it was. The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's what you said. Dark
something Moon.
No, you said it was The Dark Knight Returns.
No, it's not The Dark Knight Returns.
Like
it's
Dark Knight
else.
Rising. Something weird like that.
You have Flickster, you can look it up. They have it on Flickster. It's an app on your phone.
I'll do that.
I won't. And who is supposed to be the villain again?
They didn't say that.
Okay, I know it's constantly the main buzz that's been always out there.
I think it's Superman, so he can use a kryptonite suit.
Probably. No, the main buzz everywhere, it's from the end of the second film, is that it's going to be the Riddler. I don't know for sure.
That I want to see cool. that. I want to see the Penguin.
I think
back.
It is going to be the Riddler.
Yeah, that's always been the main one that they've wanted to do.
I want to see the Penguin come back.
And Catwoman, I think.
As long as they don't
they're supposed to bring Selena Kyle in.
As long
too.
As they don't make him like stupid like Jim Carrey fucking Riddler. I hate that Riddler.
I doubt they will. They're not trying. They're trying to stay away from the campiness. And this is supposed to be the last Batman one in the series.
Well, yeah.
I think they're getting one of the guys from Inception to be the Riddler for that one.
That little, that one darky guy?
I don't know who.
You say dorky guy, you're talking about the kid from Third Rock from the Sun?
Yes, that kid.
He would be pretty good.
As a Riddler?
I could see it.
Wow. I think they should get the Juno girl for Riddler.
Juno girl.
We get Riddler.
No, I think Riddler would be great. Yeah,
like, here's your clue or whatever.
all I know is one of the definitive things when it comes to the villain, I forgot his name, the director and one of the writers. I think his name's like Matt Brolin or something like that.
Matt Hughes.
Yeah, no, I think it's Matt Brolin. He has definitively said, no, it is not going to be the fucking Mr. Freeze in it. They're not using Mr. Freeze.
That's a dumb character. They should bring this Penguin. Penguin was the best villain.
Because I'll say, I like Danny DeVito's.
I love Danny DeVito.
He did a great job as Penguin in that, but wasn't really Penguin. Penguin is supposed to be a business tycoon that does dirty deals on the side. You know, mobster type. And Mr. Freeze,
he's a big shot.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Freeze is a cool villain.
He's a big shot. Who the fuck else has penguins?
Yeah. No, Mr. Freeze is a cool villain.
He'd be a big shot that own penguins.
Yeah, as I was saying, though, Mr. Freeze is a cool villain. However, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Freeze was just terrible.
That's still terrible. It's good, though. I like the one-liners he has.
He did a lot of good ones. No, he had some funny one-liners in there, yeah. Take two of these, cool me in the morning. One of the most recent things I heard about it is there was talk about using Bane
in the
new one. Yeah, I think I've heard.
How are they going to bring him in?
I don't know. The only thing I think of is that...
It can't be three villains. That's too much.
That's why that movie didn't do good anyway.
I don't think they're using Penguin.
I know. No, we have... What?
I don't know if they're using Selina Kyle either, Catwoman. And it would kind of make sense.
If you want to end the series?
Well, no, it's not that.
We said the last one.
They should blow up the world.
Well, it's the last film. They're not going to end with Batman being killed.
Why not?
Thanks for ruining it.
You're welcome.
He's not going to be killed?
No, but using Bane in the film would kind of make sense, because if you get away from the bullshit that they used of Bane and Batman and Robin, which was a bunch of crap.
They should end it where Batman gets paralyzed and has to communicate by beeps.
No, I'll get on that in a second.
Oh, shit.
Bane.
I already knew. Once he started his talk, I already knew he was going to actually say something about it.
Yeah, Bane, he's a Brazilian mercenary. Somewhere South America. I want to say Brazil. Maybe not. But
we know the history of Bane. Or I know the history of Bane. You want to hear the history of Bane?
Not really.
Okay, then that's what I'm saying.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, we don't need to get into the history. Out. But the point is, where it worked in the film is the fact that Batman does take down a lot of the Gotham City mob, and the underworld criminals. So it would stand reason, okay, you could use in the film how these guys are trying to find somebody to take him out. What better person than the fucking Bane, hired hitman, fucking come up here and take.
I think
the dude
they'd
out.
Be worried about that since they hired the fucking Joker the first time.
They didn't hire the Joker. He just flat out took over. It wasn't a hiring.
Awesome character though.
Oh, he did great.
God, yeah. That really was amazing.
Yeah, and
of course Steve still is nothing better than Brokeback Mountain though.
What?
It's just he says there's not a better character than he was in Brokeback Mountain.
No, there's nothing better than that.
Oh, the intimate right there.
No, Heath Ledger did great as the Joker.
No, he was awesome.
What Heath I Ledger about just it, make,
he makes a good movies though. I like the Knight's Tale. That was a good movie.
Knight's Tale was great. If I don't think there's a single movie out there with Heath Ledger that I didn't like his performance. Even in 10 Things I Hate About You, he
that's
did a great
I was
job.
Say.
I was no, like, yeah, he did a good job.
I was like, yeah, you appreciate the performance on that movie. Yeah, no, Brokeback Mountain.
I actually have not seen Brokeback Mountain, so.
You have two copies in your room.
I don't lie.
Doesn't mean I've watched it.
You do have two copies.
Hold on, right one doesn't have
no.
One doesn't even have him as a character. I don't even think it was actually in the movie theaters. Because they're both naked in the cover. It's just two guys in a cowboy hat.
It's a porn parody.
That's right.
No, I don't know.
Lost his train of thought.
Just happened there. What you guys are saying. No, but Heath Ledger did a great job as the Joker. And one thing I liked is if you watch his mannerisms, some of the way he does it does have a Jack Nicholson hint to it, which was neat. Because everybody was worried, Heath Ledger isn't going to be as good as Jack. Can't top that. He did a fucking great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a really good job.
I really liked it. And yeah, Matt Brolin said that they're not bringing Joker back in the next one either. A lot of studios would do that. Well, one actor's gone, let's replace him with another actor. They don't want to do that. They've done the Joker thing.
Some of the best movies.
Yeah. But as far as the Batman paralyzing thing, there was a story arc for a while where Bruce Wayne had his back broken and was temporarily paralyzed for a while.
He blows in that little straw to move.
Yeah. No, and the funny thing is, though, Bane is the one who did it. But Batman got somebody else to take on. Bruce Wayne had somebody else take up the Batman mantle for a while, and his bat suit was fucking awesome because it was almost Iron Man type. Towards a whole metal suit, but it was designed to kind of look like Batman.
On wheels.
Yeah.
It's like a exactly. Gundam War.
It had like the fucking claws on it instead for the fingers, everything. It was crazy looking. Of course, he slowly went crazy, fucked up Robin, and then Bruce Wayne had to come back as the original Batman and fuck him up. What? And that's what happens there.
Poor Robin. Yeah, I'm glad they decide to bring Robin in at all. That was a horrible character.
What's wrong with a rich guy hanging out with a little boy. Little shorts? Yeah.
Well, no, Robin served a good purpose in the Batman universe, in that
of being lonely.
Kind of, he did.
What?
Yeah. No, Robin served as the main driving force to keep Bruce Wayne from going completely into the dark.
Come to my
dark.
Batman Neverland.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be so ignorant. It's just a bad game. You're so ignorant.
I think it's you.
But, no, Robin was the main thing that kept Bruce Wayne from going completely into the dark.
It's kind of a South Park episode with the coon and Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he went into the dark, all right.
And then, you know, because Robin has always been more the peppy, shit-talking character who whoops ass. And he's always there to bring a little light into Batman's world.
It's a little light.
Giggity, giggity.
Yeah, Jason especially was when drunk he got last the night.
It's more like oh, Robin needs the nightlight.
Yeah. Jason was drunk last night. He was
Hey, what happened to that beer I had in my pocket?
Steve,
you drank
it.
Drink it. No, you drank it.
Oh, you drank it.
I drank you cracked it open when we were sitting there at the Del Taco drive.
Okay, that's what I figured I did.
Yeah, and Jason, Jason did call the guy taking his order of faggot at Del Taco.
I didn't call him that. I know what he did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Really? Then when you realized that the food was gone, you called my phone at 4 in the fucking morning.
That's when I got home. As soon as I got home, I noticed. Okay.
No, yeah. You didn't. You were already noticed that. And you're still out here. Because you called me. I'm just like, what? Because it's a loud
ass taco.
Yeah, it's a loud ass fucking ringer. Then finally, when you decide, you know, you're going home, you even start revving your engine as you go out. You hear that? Yeah, that's me pulling out, fucker. Like, oh Jesus, yeah,
Jason was.
And then you know, and then he kept on talking. To eventually, I just hung up. I'm like, and there goes that. My wife started laughing. I'm trying to go to bed, keeping my wife and the baby up. Shut up. I don't care about the damn taco. Why are you calling me? He had it. Call Eric for your fucking taco.
I was asleep. I wouldn't even woke up. I don't wake up for any. It's like my rings.
It was easier to find
you. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Mr. Not show up when we're supposed to do stuff.
Yeah.
Because I passed out next to my girlfriend.
Sex is
supposed
more.
To come do it too.
I know, but sex and sleep is a lot more better than talking into a mic.
You told us this story. You only got sleep.
Huh?
Yeah, last time you only said the sleep thing. You didn't say anything about sex.
Oh, well, I didn't know I had to mention sex. Just to tell you, it wasn't
That's
sleep.
The only thing that makes it excusable.
Oh. Yeah, that's what he actually originally said. That like, he actually got some, then okay, more power to him.
Yeah, that's what he said. I was like, there's no fucking excuse. I'm like, well, no, his girlfriend's going home tomorrow. If he's getting some, I'll excuse it. But if he's not, if he just fucking passed out to sleep, there's no fucking excuse.
No. there was reasons.
Oh, okay. Still, dude. Fucker, you make it. Made
well, you know,
you made a commitment.
If Jason, you know, gets here in the scheduled time and doesn't, you know, say, oh yeah, I'll get here at 12:30. maybe I have to sit there and wait for her.
What are you talking about? This is the first time you showed up scheduled time too.
What are you talking about?
Usually, you just text.
Yeah, is Jason there yet?
Yeah, you wait until I text you that Jason is here before you show up.
Well, why would I show up when no one's and everyone's not here?
Because you could still there's pre set up to get stuff done.
Well, you can do that.
Like, this should be ready for me.
I know. Jason does all that shit.
No, usually I do set up, and then, of course, he does all the editing. What the fuck do you do? Other than just sit here and look snaggled.
He runs the Twitter.
I run the Twitter.
How can he run a Twitter that has nobody following us?
I get us 93 Chinese people to listen to us.
Yeah, we had that before you. Yeah, you're not you even been on there yet. It's just he and I.
I know. We're going to get 93 more.
We'll see. Speaking of which, to all those listeners in China, which is funny, we have more Chinese listeners than we do American, which is perfectly cool. Email us and let us know how the fuck you found out about this show. We're just kind of curious how that came to be.
And we don't speak
including also to our one Russian listener.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have two. We have like five American. The rest of the 93 downloads.
I think they like
Chinese,
our Jew jokes.
Then,
I think that guy likes our Jew jokes, probably.
Yeah, I was saying, then one Russian. Email us. Let us know how you found the show. What you think. We're interested to know this.
Tell them our Twitter, Jason.
Yeah, you can also tweet us.
I just
you at the end of the show.
Well, we could do it in between, too. It doesn't matter.
No,
it's a good refresher.
No,
all right. Okay. We'll tell you that you could tweet Fagboy Eric over here at the end of the show. And, of course, you can email us. Let us know these things because we're kind of shocked. We damn, China.
Gmail, Steve.
That's right. Eric doesn't know the Gmail stuff yet.
There's no need to tell him.
No, there's not. That'll be a you and I account thing to work on.
Oh, I don't care.
That's our secret account. That
that's
say.
Right.
Just say that all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
All I do is talk about Eric.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
Talking about Gmail? Let's
see. Yeah.
Oh.
So again, yeah, Jason was really drunk last night.
We already talked about that.
We didn't finish. You were like, dude, ridiculously
no, you're
drunk.
Really drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't even understand half the shit you were saying.
Nobody probably. Did.
You would say words and then you'd be like,
yeah. And
go back
car
to
lighter. What?
Wicca. Have you guys ever used Wikipedia? Like actually put
my own like entry
no,
in Wikipedia?
No.
I thought about putting myself on there.
Yeah.
Write this
crazy
story about me.
People really want to know about you.
It'd be all lies. You know, like
about how he cured cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Was able to have sex with
three men.
Yeah.
Well, someone eventually write that because they can change it.
Yeah. Yeah, he gave a blowjob to Magic Johnson and didn't catch AIDS.
I came the first original Batman.
Yep, he's Mexican man.
Yeah,
you can sleep for 12 hours and then work for I don't know, corn.
I work for corn. I have my day job selling corn and at night. I fight corn.
Did you guys see that Robot Chicken where they made a superhero Mexican?
No, you're talking about the million peso dollar man.
Yeah, million peso dollar man.
The million peso man. That was funny. He ends up hopping the American fence and then flees from Mexico into
America. They're like right away. And they're like, we did it, we made him. And then he gets up and he drops and runs America.
And then later on, they cut to him. And this dude shows up in the car. Hey, senor, one bag. He gets up. Grabs a bag.
They do
oranges.
The slow motion.
Yeah, the slow motion. As he's jumping over there, gives him the oranges.
Thanks, senor.
And he
goes back to
sits
sleep.
Back down. He's got a poncho, sombrero, and just kneels and sits. Goes back to sleep.
Good stuff. Can't beat that.
That was pretty fucking funny.
Well, you had a show this week, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my band.
It's so memorable. You're just like, oh, yeah, huh? I did. Yeah.
Tell everyone that band name again there, Steve.
647. You can look us up on Facebook. MySpace, which oddly enough still exists. It's slow as fuck now.
There's so many people there flooding it, that's why.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's coming back to it.
Though. Yeah.
It's all the glitter on your page.
We're also on Reverb Nation. We did a show at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood. It was all right. Not our best job. We did fuck up one song. We fucked it up terribly.
Yeah.
There was like no redeeming that song.
You should just destroy it.
How many songs were you into when they got to that one?
Probably like five.
Oh man,
it was our like third to last.
Did you guys
song.
Get a good response at least, or no? Yeah.
Well, yeah, out of the people who came to see us.
Oh, just your friend. Everyone else. Because
they were
quiet.
The only ones.
You got,
no,
you
no, they were the only ones actually there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're the first band on.
Uh-oh.
So everybody who is coming for the bigger bands, like Primate, who has a guitarist from Mastodon in it, So it was cool actually to be on the same
billing.
So
technically, you're just like opening for no one.
Yeah. No, it was a good show. We did have a good response.
I heard it was a big rush, though. Problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a horrible thing. We got set up, not a problem, hour until we go on. Once we were done, though, it's like, all right, move your shit, get it fuck off stage, get it out, and get it loaded in the truck so we can get the next band on. Dude, it's fucking pouring rain out there. At least give us some kind of leeway here.
Right.
No, nothing.
It was equipment
okay?
Out,
get the fuck out. Yeah, that's fine. Hmm. It's all good. But, no, I guess the other bands thought we did good, too. Then the main production guy who set up the whole show even said that, you know, no, we did good. I mean, it's just the one song we fucked up.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, the rest of it was good. The sound levels were just awesome. Way better than the Vibe show.
Yeah, the Vibe, I mean, it's a small venue, but...
Yeah. No, the audio qualities for the Whiskey were just superbly better. My big complaint about it, though, was the backup mics. They didn't have up loud enough.
No?
No. They had those up to the same level that my mic was up at the Vibe.
Okay.
So I was like, you can hear it, but just barely. Yeah. But other than that, no, all in all, it was good. No desire to go back anytime soon.
Really? You don't think you'll get a call back?
No, I'm sure. People get call back all the time. It's just one of those. We're not in a hurry to want to go back, considering...
It was a pain in the ass?
Yeah, it was. Trying to get there. They let us know about it last minute when they invited us, and we still had to fucking sell tickets for it.
Yeah.
So to come up with the money and to try and get people to go down there midweek all the way down to fucking Hollywood from here is a pain in the ass. And then not to mention we go all the way there just to fucking be rushed out into the rain afterwards. It was fun. No real desire to go back anytime soon.
Yeah.
We want to try and get more local shows and trying to find free gigs. We're tired of the whole pay-to-play shit.
Pay-to-play.
You should play on street corners.
Yeah. Well, we do have some pig-nose amps.
Yeah.
Carry them on your belt and shit. And just
yeah. You sure you're going to get the play-to-play with the hooker?
Should be free. I'm in a band.
I know.
That's right.
Get your groupies. Or your group. Guy, or they got what? A guy groupies are called groupies too. No other name for him.
I don't know.
Like what?
Be fanboy, wouldn't he?
Fanboy.
Yeah, they're just fans. Yeah,
just fanboy.
Groupies are people you fuck.
I thought a fanboy is someone that you know stands next to you when you're by the pool. Just fans you.
Got any more Mr. Freeze one-liners?
Yeah, I know, right? Mr. Freeze walks into a bar.
A fanboy.
He finds one.
He needs to cool off.
It was hard to sell that summer. Come on now.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to freeze the whole place. Gotham City.
Because he's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow.
God, really, Steve? There's probably, like, everyone just listening right now probably like, what?
Yeah, I know. You know what's funny is Vivica Fox was in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, she was...
What voice was she?
No. I'm talking about in the Batman Robin one.
Oh, I thought you meant in the...
Please, she wasn't even born then.
I was about to say, I was like...
No, she was in the Batman and Robin. It's funny because the last two Batman movies, they have brief cameos by people you don't really notice.
There's a lot of movies.
Well, no, like especially those two. Like I said, Vivica Fox was in that movie for one scene, and that's in Mr. Freeze's lair. You know, she's black chick in a little snow bunny Eskimo suit talking to him.
How can you tell?
Yeah.
It was her. Because they all...
You have to really get to look at her face. She's the only one in a skirt.
Okay.
Sitting there going, freeze, baby. And then in, what was it, Batman Forever, Two Faces, Two Broads, Sugar and Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sugar was Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even remember the last time I've even seen those movies.
It's funny, she has no lines in that film either.
She just stands there or what?
Yeah, she'll stand there and kind of, you know, walk out.
I'd say best acting so far.
No, she's done some good movies.
Oscar.
Firestarter.
Huh? Firestarter, yeah. E.T.
Oh my god.
Donnie Darko. She was good in that.
That's a good movie, Donnie Darko. That, yeah. That, I actually just...
Riding in Cars with Boys. That was a really good one.
Steve wanted to play that role, too.
I did.
What did you think that movie was when you picked that up?
I'm not the one who picked it up. That's the thing.
What else you get suggested on your Netflix? Well, just see your Netflix queue and see what you got there. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't work out because I share it with his girlfriend. now, what was that movie she was in, too, with Whoopi Goldberg when...
Sister Act?
No. Whoopi Goldberg played a
Ghost?
Lesbian. No, Whoopi Goldberg played a lesbian. She had AIDS.
They
rescued Drew Barrymore from an abusive fucking relationship. All sorts of weird shit.
I don't
remember the name of it.
Whoopi has AIDS?
In the movie.
Never been kissed.
Whoopi AIDS.
No, Whoopi AIDS.
Who would have sex with Whoopi Goldberg? Not even a lesbian.
I think only a lesbian.
Only a lesbian?
Big with AIDS. Only a lesbian AIDS. With AIDS. Only a lesbian.
Desperate. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
They're just trying to get rid of
the only, her. The only movie I ever like really remember Drew Barrymore really in is Never Been Kissed.
Horrible movie.
I thought when she goes back to high school.
Yeah.
And somehow pulls it off.
And of course, Charlie's Angels, which she was. Well, she was the ugly angel.
Yes, I agree with that.
Actually, I prefer
Steve
her over.
She's hot.
I prefer her over Cameron Diaz.
Are you serious?
Yes. However, indeed. Lucy Liu takes the cake.
Cameron Diaz got an amazing smile.
I don't like her.
What?
I do not
she
like her.
She has a bubbly personality. I love her on Something About Mary.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just don't really like her. She's a decent actress.
She's not a man, huh, Steve?
That's right. She's a decent actress. I just don't.
She was a boy in a car.
Why don't you like her? She's. I thought she was good.
What's your problem with this?
I never seen her in that Button movie though.
Part of it was Justin
what
Timberlake.
Button movie?
I haven't seen that movie. That
Benjamin Button?
No, the Button. The one where she has to press the button.
Oh, the Button. Yeah.
Oh, the
yeah, that
the box.
Good.
The box. There you go.
Yeah, you press this button and you get $1 million. However, somebody somewhere in the world that you've never met dies. That looks good.
I'd hit it.
I'd hit it.
Oh yeah.
People die. Like people I'd die hit
it.
And quit
it. It could be just like some African kid or something. I don't know.
Who has AIDS?
Yeah.
Would be culprit. No, you don't know that.
Now,
so
what if they said a puppy would die somewhere in the world?
I would have no second question. Guess about it. Done.
I think I'd be more concerned for a puppy than a person.
I think it only works if you could see the puppy.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. What if you seen the puppy right there and they actually showed you the video?
I'd still do it.
So they said a baby would die.
Do I know the baby?
It's a gay baby. It's a gay ginger baby.
It was a ginger baby.
Were people silent when he was born?
Yeah, it's a ginger baby.
Therefore, he has no soul. Done. No button soul. Hit.
He doesn't want to live anyways. Would there be anything that stopped you from pressing that button, Steve?
People you know.
Yeah.
I don't even think that stops Steve.
Well, depends on the person, because I know people that I don't like.
Okay,
and if it was them, probably
okay, yeah,
not.
Family and friends.
Didn't we have this conversation that like earlier about Steve not sucking a dick just to save someone's life? Why would he save someone's life for not forget? He's getting $1 million off of this one.
Well, the difference is the sucking dick thing is public. Of course, I wouldn't do that one. Hitting a button's a little more personal. $1 million.
How easy is that?
If it's somebody I don't know, by all means, done. I don't fucking care. It's not going to affect me. No sweat off my brow.
The family sues you for $1 million.
They don't know. They don't know me. I don't know them.
I know they're not going to lie. They have a recorder right here.
Like, what, you pushed a button?
Yeah.
Want to lie to say I pushed it?
I pushed it.
I clearly didn't. Nobody died.
Exhibit A.
So explain to me how me hitting a random button that's connected to nothing kills somebody.
Because what if the button triggers a bomb somewhere?
We kill one person.
Why don't they bomb one person? You can make a little thumbtack into a bomb these days.
What are they going to do? Sneak in somebody's house in the middle of the night while they're sleeping and put a little bomb up their ass?
Well, why not? Kill someone anyways. Why not make it creative?
Why go through all that trouble
on the off
chance that somebody might not push that button and the dude's going to shit out a bomb?
why the bomb have to go in the ass, Steve?
Where else are you going to fucking slip it into somebody?
I don't know. You can put it in his glasses or something. Put it in his shoe. Make a shoe bomb. Shoe bomber.
What if he plans
to
go somewhere?
Discover. Yeah.
Huh?
What if he plans to go somewhere and he gets caught with the bomb?
Well, then they die.
Then
other people die too.
He gets arrested and you push the button, nothing happens.
I don't know.
Because he got arrested.
Who got arrested?
Not the guy with a shoe bomb.
Yeah, not to mention.
Well, they don't take his shoes away when he gets arrested.
Well, let's say he gets arrested, then you decide to push the button, and then nothing's going to happen. So you got to put.
Why would nothing happen?
Because they took it away from him. Or the bomb.
The
would
blow bomb up. Would still blow up.
It'd be in his shoe.
He'd no, be but caught if he went somewhere.
They're not going to say, okay, oh, I think there's a bomb in your shoe. I'm going to confiscate these. They don't give you new shoes when you go to jail.
No, but the point is that only one random person would die. So if in that scenario,
well, someone walks away with a
bomb, that's somebody else. But that's not part of the rules.
Bonus points.
That's not the rules.
You get paid more. That's different.
Well, how is he?
Either
how
way.
Is he, how does he die anyways? How does it work out anyway, Steve?
I haven't seen the movie.
I heard the movie didn't do very well, though.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because I thought that was interesting.
I totally
idea.
Even forgot about the movie until you mentioned it. And I remember, oh, that did look good. Personally, I can care less. So long as it's not somebody that I actually like.
Mm-hmm.
If it's somebody
hell.
I don't like, by all means, off them. If it's somebody I like, though, so long as it's not anybody like that, friend, relative, I can care less who gets offed. So long as it's not linked to me, I'll hit that fucking button for $1 million.
What if it's your relative's puppy?
Oh, that's a fucking puppy. I'll still hit the button.
You wouldn't do it for puppy.
I've got a fucking $1 million.
You wouldn't kill a puppy.
Buy him a new puppy.
Yeah, what if it was like... What if it
dude,
was like
I've got $1 million.
Puppy.
I'll buy him a whole fucking kennel.
But what if he loved that puppy?
It's not going to last forever.
What if it was a special puppy?
It's retarded?
Yeah.
It's a retarded puppy.
Retarded puppy.
Nah, put it out of its misery anyways.
What if it was like... What if
it
was a puppy that could, like, talk?
I'd sell that for $1 million.
Fuck
yeah,
yes.
That's a talking dog. Fuck yeah.
I'd sell for $1,000,001. See, I go above and beyond there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking outside
everyone
the box.
To pay for it.
But don't not to
keep
be...
Keep it and breed new puppies.
Mind you, it's not to be confused with $1,000,001. It's $1,000,001. That's how much he overachieves. He just wants that penny.
That's how you do it.
Give an inch, he takes
what if,
a mile.
What if you press a button, you get $1 million, but they blow up Family Guy?
A cartoon? They blow up a cartoon?
Plus The Simpsons. Yeah, they
blow up
it doesn't exist anymore.
Fictional characters?
Doesn't exist anymore. The whole company that makes it and everything.
In other words, you press a button and
you get a show canceled.
Show's canceled.
I don't know if I could live with that for $1 million.
But
it's Family Guy.
But they live. But in the last episode, they all blow up.
They just stopped making
I don't know if I could live with that one. That's Family Guy, dude.
Yeah, that's...
Damn.
If it's The Simpsons, I'd do it, though. It's run its course.
The Simpsons still funny though.
It's ran its course.
I could try its course, but it's still
not,
funny. I still watch it.
Some
I wouldn't.
The newer stuff's not as good.
Actually, the last couple episodes have been decent.
Yeah, they've been funny. I still like it. The only thing, the thing that's running slow. I mean, this episode's in one. It's going a lot back and forth to South Park.
Yeah,
original South Park was amazing, but now they like you know
well,
it's getting more
ground,
and more enhanced
that.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just not. I don't know. It's just losing its touch.
Well, that and it.
I'm not putting South Park down. I love South Park to death. I fucking, I'll watch it.
They're going to push a button on you right now.
Yeah.
I'll watch it 24/7, but it's just.
No, it's great,
just,
but
it's
a lot of
down.
It is the same shit rehashed.
It's just done
every
down
episode.
Now.
Well, they have that episode where they restart it actually repeated shit. Remember that? When Earth was a reality show?
Oh, yeah.
And they like.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. I like that one. There were the aliens watch them.
I like that one. It's like when they're trying to...
They blackmail the aliens.
Yeah.
The two aliens who were giving each other head on the back tentacle.
I like when they can't be contact. They have like trying to get a form they'd recognize. They feel comfortable. And it's like they went through all these different figures and then said like, what do you want then? I was like, how about a taco that poops ice cream? And as it's walking, it's just shitting out ice cream. And it stood still and it's like made the pile behind it.
It's just funny. Dripping out. Yeah.
I think my favorite... One of my all-time favorite episodes of South Park was Cripple Fight.
Cripple Fight!
I love that episode.
I like the one when Cartman's going to fight a girl. He's going to fight...
Oh, he fights Wendy.
Wendy,
yeah.
She kicks him in the balls. Yeah.
Oh, no, I like when Cartman fights a little midget guy. That shit was funny. Were you taking a break?
I was on Facebook one day.
Uh-huh.
I was in line at the grocery store, and I was like... Just fucking around on Facebook, and I wrote a message saying, like, what if I just threw this food at the person behind me in line, just do it right in their face, and have this massive food fight break out in the grocery store?
Yeah, then you got people with fucking cans and shit throwing at your head.
Yeah.
That'd be funny, though, but, like, you have food ready to grab or anything.
Yeah.
And just have this massive, massive
just,
food fight in a grocery store.
It's just, like, plan it out.
As fun as that would be,
you'd have to have
you
people
be
that you know.
For that.
I was wondering what it, I was. The thought came in like
that's why you got to find fun. You have to find the exits because the cops will come through the front, like barging in. That's why you got to go to the back. You got to start the alarm off.
Oh, we need to.
But you can't have your car there. You'd have to walk there.
The thing about it was about 2 months later that Bing commercial came out.
Oh yeah,
that has that food fight
Bing stole
going.
Your
there.
Idea.
That's how I felt, dude. Because 2 months prior to that,
you didn't.
I wrote
of anything.
I do have the fucking Facebook post to prove it.
You're dumb.
Oh yeah, I'm dumb.
That'd be fun though. We should do that sometime. Like go on a busy night. No, go on a busy night where all the registers are open, and we each just take a cart of food and go on separate registers right next to each other, and then time to where we all get up to the checkout. And then right before the guy goes, you know, do this little boop.
Start dancing?
Boop. No.
It had to be a Mexican store because then it wouldn't matter much. Because if it was State Road or something, they'd be fucking pay to have our heads and come in.
Yeah, the Tinkers would come after us and cut our heads off and bury us somewhere.
Yeah, no, hey.
Tinkers?
No, hey, they'll fucking, the whole fucking, every guy that works at the store will fucking run after you just so they can fucking fight.
Right on, that'd be fun. We can take them. We'll take on all comers.
Well, they got security outside.
You got security. You got all fucking.
No, security can't do shit. No, their security cannot do stuff except
what they
just
can't do and what they will do.
No,
no.
You could yell who's gonna, you're not
who's,
allowed to do that.
Who's gonna tell them? Who's gonna rat at them? Like they'd say that we fucking punched them first or something.
Even then, they're not allowed to lay hands because if they do anything,
they won't lay hands. They'll lay fucking pepper spray in your eyes.
They're not even allowed to do that because if anything happens to you in the State of Brothers parking lot and it has any way related to the security, you can sue State of Brothers.
What the hell's the point of security?
After you fucking...
They're there to just observe and report.
This is after you're That's running it. Out from starting a food fight inside?
Yes. Yes.
You're in the right here.
You know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to do the biggest dine and dash. Like, I want to get like 50 people, go to a busy restaurant...
And Red Lobster.
And then at one point, everyone,
that'd be
just,
worth it cause it's
everyone just gets up and just fucking run.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. But it has to be Red Lobster, dude. During their fucking Lobster Fest. Lobster Fest, man.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to do
that. Yeah, and all you can eat shrimp.
Some cheddar biscuits.
I haven't been to Red Lobster in... I've only been to Red Lobster once, actually, because I don't...
Same here. I've only been here
once. I've
only been there once.
It's just not... It's a chain, like I said. I don't like the franchises.
No, their food's all right, but they're so, way overpriced.
There's other places you can get better.
Or, you know, it'd be a great place to do it, too, if they actually had one still open around here, is a Joe's Crab Shack, where they have the steamer pots.
There's one in Rancho.
Oh, there is in Rancho?
Yeah.
See, that'd be a place.
On Foothill Boulevard.
Get that seafood steam pot thing with the you have the different ones.
Throw it in the air and run.
Yeah.
Throw it at someone's face.
No, I don't eat that. I won't waste food. That's one thing I won't waste.
No, because you get it with lobsters and crab and shrimp and
that's
crayfish,
a waste of money.
Spicy sauce, all sorts of shit just steamed up into this thing. Oh, that'd be good.
Where the hell are you going in that? You're talking we're talking about dine dashing, and then you're talking about good food.
I'm saying that'd be the perfect place to do it, because then you'd go, oh, damn food. Damn good food. All right, everyone, let's go. And then 50 people fucking get up and go after you grab some
bomb food.
I think
it's someplace
you really
feel you want to spite.
So
to do it. There's a franchise.
Or someone to like take 20 people, go to a restaurant, and we all order one thing, and we share off one plate.
We all the same.
Dude, you have to like have hidden.
No, we all share off of one plate.
Like a sampler.
Yeah,
sampler.
Like everybody gets like one fry,
and then we go.
Just like, now you have enough people to take up most of the seats in that place.
Yeah.
You know what you'd have to do is have, like, everybody have little hidden cameras on them.
Oh, yeah, you can get those
just,
at ThinkGeek.com.
They just, record the shit. That'd be funny.
Hey, they record pretty nicely, the ones at ThinkGeek. They have the little tiny, like, the lighter cameras and the the watch ones. They actually record pretty nicely.
Glasses cam?
That's too
Those look obvious.
Yeah, those are way obvious. Have you seen them?
Like, those are like night vision goggles.
No, they have a keychain one that you just record on. It's actually pretty good.
That'd be funny.
They're only, like... I think like 20, 30 bucks, 50 bucks, $100, $300.
Prices go down for everything.
I know, you know, it'd be kind of funny.
5 million.
Get a bunch of people dressed up as rabbits, and you go to a big chain restaurant, and everyone sit down, they only order a salad.
I don't. No.
I get it.
I think that'd be
kind of funny. I get it.
No,
but
it'd be funny in that. What the hell?
How are you going
to
eat?
Like, weird for them. We don't order to eat.
And we're going to walk around like this and, like, put our faces down.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat this salad, though.
So not to eat, it's for the joke.
I know, that's a waste, though. Like I said, I don't like the waste of food.
Salad is a food.
No, when you go to a restaurant, they make a good salad.
Salad's just...
I don't mind salad when it's a good salad.
I've yet to find a good salad at a restaurant.
There's a ton of good salads.
I can honestly say I've never gone to a restaurant and sat down and thought to myself, you know, that was a damn good salad.
I don't even think you've seen a vegetable in 3 years, sir.
I've made a good salad for myself.
No, I've made a good salad myself, too. That's really different.
Steve, I don't think you've seen a vegetable in 3 years. It's not part of your diet.
Well, other than my cucumber, right? Or my pickle.
Yeah.
My pickle.
That's opposite, though. That's on opposite day.
No. Oh. What, because then it's a fruit?
Because it doesn't go in the mouth. It goes up your ass. Oh. You shit out the mouth.
Yeah.
So seeing yourself on camera, you were talking earlier that you're self-conscious about how you look now.
I wasn't saying I'm self-conscious. I was just saying, God, I'm fat on fucking camera. The camera shows just how fat I really am.
In 3D.
Yeah.
It's HD. HD 3D.
Don't put him in HD.
3D HD. IMX.
You wouldn't want to see me in those definitions.
Yeah, you have to watch the video.
It's bad enough to go to standard IMAX. Def.
You have to go to IMAX to watch the videos, by the way.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. I ain't paying that price. That
I always loved the TH. I always loved the THX. That's the one. I go to the movie theater just to hear that.
I liked I liked when they started adding little things to it, though.
Like, oh, you're talking about the Pixar's?
Mm-hmm. What?
The Pixar ones?
They did that. They did Star Wars, R2-D2 coming out mm-hmm. and flying with it. They started doing a bunch of different stuff with it. But the sound's always one of those.
Tickles my fancy.
Sure, the only thing that tickles. I can, like, picture him having that music playing on his stereo while he's whacking. It's just like on a constant loop track.
I just use headphones and I put the headphones penis.
So I thought he had like those vibrating panties and then hit a button. He put the song came on.
I do, but I put them on backwards.
You know, tickle your asshole. Better.
Yeah. Not a real fan of the front. I mean, you can vibrate a penis, but it's not going to do much.
Yeah.
Not really.
Plus the guy's G-spot's in his asshole anyways.
We shove the panties in there.
Well, that's because it's not so much the G-spot as it's the only way to really hit the prostate.
Whatever works. Would you try it?
No. Would I shove panties in my ass?
No, not
yeah.
Would you let a girl hit your G-spot?
I don't think so.
No?
It'd probably take me out of the moment and the mood. Just fucking there. All of a sudden reached to my asshole. I was like, hey, wait.
Well, because
like,
I'm a freaking motherfucker. So
you are? Yeah.
I do.
I'm into different things, but that's just one thing I can do.
Actually, one of my exes would actually do it.
I had this friend. I wanted her badly. She was engaged.
That's what you had to do?
I'd let her do it.
No. She was engaged.
I've thrown it out there a couple times, but got no goes.
Stick your finger in my ass. I'm stoned out there.
Hey, I want to know what that feels like. Shit, it's supposed to be the best release you're supposed to have. So
that's what I hear. But no, eventually she offered to fuck me. Now I'm thinking, cool. I've been wanting to fuck this chick. Yeah, she's gonna cheat on her fiance and everything with me.
Homewrecker.
The only stipulation, I had to let her fucking do that because she liked doing that to guys. It got them all fucking crazy.
Why not?
I couldn't do it. I'm like, no. Like, I have no really? Problem. I have no problem fucking
shit,
you.
I'm proud to fucking go ahead, dude.
You talked about, like, how much you want to have sex with her and shit like that.
I want to have sex with her. I didn't want to finger up my ass.
Put a little spit on there and then pull right in. It's a second in and a second out.
No, I told her straight. I was like, I have no problem fucking you. I don't care if you're engaged. I will bone the shit out of you. You are not putting your finger up my ass.
I think it's a good compromise.
I think she used that just to make sure, like, just that.
I think me and her could have made a compromise.
Wouldn't
want to
do it.
Me and her could have made a compromise.
No, she was talking about how great it is. Yeah, her fiance, let's do this and that. And she was like, come on, let's do it. Let's try. I'm like, She was trying all she could talk me into. I'm like,
I'd have no problem.
I think I might have done that for that reason.
I would
have. I thought it was because you really want the chick.
You get a good, I mean, it's, you get a good feeling with it, too.
I wanted her, not her finger.
Whatever.
That's what you had to do.
No problem.
It's not like some feeling the whole time.
No. Shit, we'll do it at the same time. Put it in her. She'll put it in mine.
Your dick and her finger.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that complicates thing is, I've been with her. No,
you had to smell it afterwards.
No, I've been with her when she's got her nails done. I know the nails she wears, and those things wouldn't feel so good going inside.
Clench and break them.
You pop one off. You just bite her nail off.
Press on, it slipped off. Like,
bite her nail off real quick and then let it go.
She gonna scoop out some shit deep in those
shit. It ain't gonna drop one from my manhood shit. I don't know where I stand.
That's worth it.
I think it's just if Jess Calvo walked out to me and said, "Can I stick my feet in your ass?" I'm like, "Go right ahead. It's all yours."
Dude, if fucking Jesse McCartney came up to you and did that, you'd say, "Go ahead."
Go ahead. Let me slap your teeth around while you're back there.
When you're from behind like this. Mm-hmm. Wave them behind, your arms behind your back. Trying to slap titties. It's all in the street.
Well, you'd be okay with it for Justin Bieber. Come on.
He's just a cute little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin Bieber's feet were up my ass.
He had to turn 18 though first.
Wasn't he born 18 how old is he? Now? Isn't that chick?
Yeah, that girl, Selena Gomez. Yeah, she's 18.
He's dating her. Selena Gomez?
Yeah, dating Selena Gomez.
Oh, that poor girl.
She's a pedophile now.
No, because she's actually a really nice girl in person. And
yeah, because Steve's met her.
Now she's fucking a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, that poor
girl. You got to put her on a list, and you know, she's going to knock on your door and say, you know.
She's all right.
You invite her in. It's like, I'm a sex offender. It's like, come on in. Pull your pants out.
They're just talking.
So what you're saying is you put out. Come on.
They're just talking about how like Justin Bieber came in and who was the Jonas Brothers? Like I forgot. I totally forgot. They mentioned them on TMZ and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about them.
You know, for a long time I didn't even know who the fuck Justin Bieber was.
I didn't either. Yeah, I thought it was Bieber at first. I always called him Justin Bieber.
Justin.
I didn't know it was Bieber. I didn't know it was another B in there.
Justine Bieber.
Whatever. He gets the bitches.
I like that. There's an Onion fucking news report that turns out he's like a fucking 70...
I don't give a fuck.
50-year-old pedophile in a mask.
I'll sing fucking...
He likes to go, I'm from Canada.
I'll sing gay songs for some fucking... You know, he gets all the girls and he has fucking money. Shit, he fucking Usher founded him. Usher's one of the richest motherfuckers there.
The only reason why he's fucking Justin Bieber's anything is because of Usher.
So what? Yeah. Why is anyone anybody? You got to be founded. Someone makes you somebody.
My friend's nephew is like, he looks just like Justin Bieber.
Tell him to make some crappy songs.
I saw him today. And I saw him yesterday. And fucking, yeah.
Like, is he a Mexican Justin Bieber?
No, he's white.
No.
He has the
my
same.
My friend's nephew.
He has the same lesbian hairdo and everything?
Yeah, he looks just like him.
Justin Bieber?
No, because you ever notice a lot of the kind of the butchier lesbians have that same hairdo.
Yeah,
his haircut. Yeah,
yeah. That's he looks like a dyke now. Like he actually looks like a woman that cut his hair.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber.
He looked that way when he first
He actually looked more like a boy
that
when
weird
he had longer
bowl
hair.
Cut of his.
No, he looked more like a boy when he had longer hair than he does now.
Yeah, it's, but yeah. Either way, he's always had that dyke haircut.
Mm. I ain't hating.
That's his look.
He does what he has to do.
He's getting all kinds of pussy.
I'm not hating. He does what he has to do. He can have fucking all that young pussy all he wants. He does what he has to do.
You know how many old women like him?
Shit, nothing wrong with the cougar.
He turns all kinds of women into fucking pedophiles.
There ain't nothing wrong with the mature.
From 18-year-olds to 60-year-olds.
The first lady likes him. That's funny.
I'll hit Miss Obama.
Bieber turns out to be the big old racist.
He's a southern racist.
He met Barack Obama.
He's a southern Canadian.
See, if he's Canadian, no one will like him.
He is Canadian.
He is Canadian.
Oh. He's a lucky Canadian. See, look at that. That's kind of sad.
No, that's actually the only...
No. I don't even fucking...
No, you know, the only reason...
He's going to tell us his shoe size and everything.
Yeah,
next.
The only reason why I knew that was because of the Mad cartoon on Cartoon Network. That was like their big thing when they're making the little Bieber dolls, Build-A-Bieber, for all the little girls. Yeah, and every time you pull the string, he'd run for a lot. I'm from Canada.
It's like a store, like Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
Build-A-Bieber.
Yeah, sure opens like up this store called Build-A-Bieber.
Robot.
Yeah.
Those bears are cheap.
They are. They're crappy.
I don't know. Every time.
They're crappy. They're overpriced.
They're good quality.
Yeah.
A bear.
Joelle has hers for like 5 years now.
A bear lasts forever.
Yeah, a bear lasts forever. A bear lasts longer than a diamond. No, it's like $30 to do one of those Build-A-Bears.
Yeah. And then all the accessories with it?
No, it's with the accessories, it's $30. It's not worth it.
It's just a bear.
I think
the only time I'd ever be enticed to do that is if I can make like a
make love to the bear.
Not you.
put a fucking fake vagina in there.
That's right. You
know, so. Have a fleshlight in the.
They actually have real pubic hair to put on the vagina.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow. No, if I can make like a fucking a death doll, like, you know, straight out Grim Reaper scythe and everything with full on
like a tiny Tina doll from Twilight Zone.
Yes,
I'm gonna kill you.
Hell yeah,
they have that now. They can make them. They're black and white.
Oh yeah,
they have little tiny. There's a company that's making like Twilight Zone toys and shit.
Oh.
And they have a tiny Tina, and if you pull the string, it'll say shit, it'll creepy shit like that.
That's tiny cool. Tina.
I'm tiny Tina, and you better nice. You better be nice to me.
Tiny Tina.
Ooh. The fuck was that?
That wasn't me.
I don't know. It was him. He farted.
I thought it was you that made.
It wasn't
this
me. It was him.
Jason's all scared.
See, he's not drunk enough to make gay sounds like I know. That.
When I get drunk, I make gay sounds.
You do.
Steve makes him make the gay sounds.
What?
So you provoke the gay sounds.
Do gay sounds now.
Yes.
I do.
Steve doesn't mind putting a finger in someone else, though.
No. No, I don't. Especially if I got the latex gloves. Whoosh! I like that.
That's when Jason Butthole perks right there.
I'm telling myself not to
snap the latex. Exactly.
Keep talking.
Keep talking. See what happens.
No, I have no problem doing the latex glove on. Mind you, I won't lube it at all. It's going to be straight, dry latex going up there. Can you live with that?
Huh? It'll start a fire. light one of those ass hairs on fire.
The glove's going to come right off.
You know? Light one of those ass hairs on fire. Those latex gloves are flammable.
Only if I can send those smoke signals.
Yeah, start a spark. What?
You're going to start a war with a tribe. And over.
Heap big Chief Thumb and Bum has finger up Eric's ass.
Thumb and Bum.
He sent us smoke signals at the casino. I was like, when did bingo start today?
Start my own casino.
Puts me in for Kino.
What time are we at?
What time are we at? We're at an hour and a half.
I got about 208.
Hour and a half? Hour and 20.
I got 206.
It sounds like we should wrap it up then.
Cut it out.
Oh my god.
What's up, bro?
Oh, fuck. I know Dave Kalia hosted it. Oh, shit.
It's actually before that.
Yeah, I know, but he hosted that
what,
show.
What? Oh, yeah, it's
it was on Nickelodeon.
Joey from
Dave Kalia.
Yeah, but how
do you not remember the show? Okay, you know the Popeye movie with Robin Williams?
Yeah.
When they were casting for that film, Dave Coulier,
because he did a good Popeye too, but the cut it out shit. Oh fuck!
World,
Wood,
World, the little puppet character hand.
Yeah, you're talking about. It was like the original Funniest Home Videos type thing, it was
he
like
later hosted America's Funniest People. That's the show.
No,
you're talking
what the
about.
Fuck is?
But no, because the Wood thing you're doing
show.
Was
I'm talking
the
about
fucking
the show
with
American Ashley and the little.
Oh, you mean Full House?
Full House. Yeah.
No. He used to have another show on Nickelodeon.
No, but he started
it was like a talk show.
Okay, but he actually when he was doing when he did a little comedy show on that Full House. He used that cut it
yeah, but
out.
I
didn't go straight to Full House. I went straight to the fucking.
See, I thought he was trying to say something before Full House as well. But that voice you did is that was when he did the voice of the jackalope.
I don't know. I did the voice
the
of his little character
on
Full House.
No, but it was also his voice of the jackalope.
The jackalope was funny.
No, it was the one that was done with Dave Coulier. And I forgot the other broad's name because they hosted one too.
Yeah, and that's funny as people.
Yeah, and that's the one where they did the jackalope skips. You're fast as fast can be, you'll never catch me. Yeah, that was Dave Coulier who did that too.
I know.
No, that was America's Funniest Home Videos. That one was the other dude from Full House.
Yeah.
The fuck's his name?
Bob Saget.
Yeah,
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. Thank you.
I don't know Bob Saget's name.
No, it just
did a roast
it eluded
on him,
me
for
at
God's
the time.
Sakes.
I know. I'm sorry. It eluded me at the time. For the moment.
Yeah, but I bet you he knows who the other guy is.
Blackie?
The brother-in-law?
I know his last name. John Stamos.
There you go.
Blackie.
Actually, we went to...
I had to put it together through his ex-wife, Rebecca Romaine.
He plays with...
That's O'Donnell.
Yeah, he actually...
Yeah, now it's O'Donnell.
He actually plays with the Beach Boys now.
really?
Yeah.
He was in a video, wasn't he, back in the day?
No, he still does. Recently, yeah. It was like a year ago, or a couple, I think a couple years ago, he was actually at California Theater with them.
It was a music video.
My family went to go watch him. But no, he actually plays the Beach Boys. He steals the show. Like, people that go to see him, they don't even steal the Beach Boys anymore.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have to
We're going to cut John Stamos.
Yeah, we're going to end on John Stamos.
Really? All right.
Yeah, all right, we are. Well,
that's my mama.
That's how we end the show.
There we go.
You got a new catchphrase, huh?
Yeah.
A bonerific catchphrase.
Yeah. Oop, found the fire escape. Anyways, again, ripped in half, Jason, Eric, and Steve. Contact us.
I want to say my own name.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You can contact.
I'm Jason.
I'm Eric.
I'm still Steve, so either way, it doesn't matter.
Not for you. I have a new persona.
You can contact us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com, or you can get us on Twitter, which is what, Ripped in Half?
At Ripped in Half.
Yeah, Twitter at Ripped in Half.
At Ripped in Half. There you go.
And scream and bitch and complain to Eric, because he's the only one who's going to be doing it.
Thank you.
Obviously, no, he won't. It'll be Eric. It'll be Jason doing that shit.
No, I'll be looking.
No, it'll be. I got the app on my phone now. So
it'll be one of those gay bastards.
Look at the app on my
phone. Yeah. So, say what the fuck ever. And again, all our little people in China.
I think we should make a Facebook.
Let us know again how you heard about a new job for tomorrow.
That place is pretty popular. Facebook.
I think it's going downhill.
I've seen it before.
It's gonna be here one day. Gone
I vaguely next. Heard of it. That's about it.
The way the internet moves, I mean, it'll be gone tomorrow.
MySpace. Oh, I know MySpace. You know Facebook? What is this newfangled thing?
We need to get on? We got to get Friendster.
Yeah.
Get on Friendster.
And you can catch
about that. What about that new, what is it? Similar to that.
We'll make a Geocities fucking webpage.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And you can also catch us on Xbox if you want. Eric's gamertag is Hello C Mellow. HELLOCEMELLO.
Mine, Jason's, is Lieutenant Davenport, LTDAV something port.
Currently, mine is I Did Her Better, better spelled B-E, or B-E-T-T-R.
Are there underscores in yours?
No underscores in mine.
There was.
No, it's just I Did Her Better.
I don't like
better
any,
spelled
I don't
B-E-T-T-R.
Like, I like it. I don't like putting numbers and stuff in the gamer tags.
That's my current one. Eventually, it'll change. When it does, I'll let you know then.
I'll change
that's
mine.
My old school. That's the one I use when I get banned.
Yeah, it was originally. it was originally Eric's.
When
I commandeered it for
when
now.
When I get suspended, that's what I use.
Yeah. I commandeered it for now. It's over at the end of this month, and then I'll have a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, anybody in China or Russia and the two people in America listening to us, you can hit us up.
Hit us up.
Come on.
We need a sponsor.
Come on, America. We got this.
Yeah.
Give us some money.
I want to get sponsored by Baker's.
Ask him. That's actually local. It actually might sponsor us.
Yeah, no. I just want free food.
You work on that deal. Right?
There's your new job.
Every time they mention,
you'll be head of the PR department.
They go in
marketing.
There and mention our show. They get like free fries, and we get free fries.
Eric's head of marketing research.
I mean, but it actually the only reason they would the only time the chance in hell they sponsor us if we get more people in the IE listening to us because that's the only place Baker's is the Inland Empire.
Yeah, it's a local thing.
I want to take it somewhere else because Baker's is awesome. The world needs to know about Baker's.
Everybody in China is sitting there going, "What the hell is Baker's?"
We get an ad in those little coupon books and on Halloween time.
Yeah,
if we get an ad to sponsor in there, then people know who we are.
Yeah,
because and in the IE and then they'll sponsor us later.
So, anyways, that pretty much wraps it.
Got to spend money to make it, I guess.
Yeah, that wraps it.
50 cents.
Enjoy the show, and we'll catch you next time.
Stay fancy, San Bernardino.
Where's that?
Yeah.